3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
You two spooned each other last night.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Just relax and enjoy.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listen to the rush hour.
I'll tell you what I might do, actually. If what? The jokes don't improve,
yes,
and he keeps pressing the wrong button,
you're going to leave.
I'll just leave at the end of the interview, and you can do the joke between the two of you.
Great.
That'll be good.
That will be
you
good.
You can laugh it up.
We will, because it'll fat be and fun. It'll be a fun
I'll tell you what
studio.
I've got today, Jay Clark.
Jay-Z.
After the Hump Day quiz. Mm-hmm. And then Davey Reynolds, one of our all-time favourites.
We like him.
Rosie Walton will come in because we've got backed-up feedback.
Have we?
Which I'm looking forward to hearing, too. So, big, big show coming up by William Brownless.
G'day, Jimmy boy. How are you?
Good.
Now, I read in the paper today, Jim, North Melbourne, they are demanding an answer from Alistair Clarkson today.
Well, this is what I find interesting.
Righto.
If you read the Herald Sun's website, Ruse steadfast, they want an answer from Clarko.
That's what I read.
Then you flick over to The Age. North not pushing a deadline ahead of scheduled board meeting. So who are you believing, Bill? They are categorically 100% one way and then 100% the other.
I'm believing The Herald Sun because that's the one I read.
You don't read The Age?
No. So
I make a habit of not trying to read either, to be honest. But there's an example
of
the same story written the complete opposite way.
Do you know?
I have no idea.
Of course, you know, they haven't spoke to anyone down there. You don't know anyone anymore down there.
I stay away from it because it's actually none of my business.
Oh, yeah.
I hope he comes and coaches North Melbourne. I think he'd be brilliant. I don't know.
Answer today?
No. Hello. He's in Adelaide is what I do know.
Yeah. Hello, Rabsy.
And we're off to Fratton Park where there's been a red card. But for who, Chris Kamara?
I don't know, Jeff, has it? I must have missed that. Red card.
Chris, have you not been watching? I haven't. I don't know where that's come from, Chris. I have no idea what has happened there. What's happened, Chris?
I don't know, Jim.
Bombs.
Let me tell you, according to our sources, Anthony van den Boer has been sent off for a second bookable offence. Get your fingers out and count up the number of Portsmouth players who are on the field.
No, you're right. I saw him go off, but I thought they were bringing a sub on, Jeff.
Jay-Z there.
That sounds like Jay-Z. Who won the toss? I wasn't watching.
Got to get him back out there. So at the minute, Jim, as we speak, 4:05 on a Wednesday, 17th of August, Ben Ruttner's still the coach at Essendon.
Well, I feel for him, Bill. Yes. I mean, the whole Clarko thing will play out.
Yeah.
But I feel for Ben Ruttner.
Yeah.
How do you continue with your chin up and your chest out?
No. You can't, Jimmy boy. But what might happen? So are they waiting? Because if Clarko says yes, they go, righto, Ben, on your way. But if Clarko says no, they say, you're still a coach.
Yeah, how does that
work? Always wanted you.
How does that work?
I don't know, man.
I always think, Bill, you've got to exit people with class.
Yes.
Yeah, especially good people who have been, you know, stand-up citizens at your place.
Righto. So Clarko,
I'm not sure that's happening with Ben Rutten, and I think that's a shame.
No decision yet. We'll talk about this with Jay-Z in about 20 minutes, by the way. So Clarko, no decision yet. It's in a holding pattern until Friday, Jim.
That's what you're hearing?
That's what I'm hearing.
Right, I see.
That's what I'm hearing.
Well, so, as you're tapping your nose.
Yes. Right. Holding pattern until Friday.
Right, I see.
So, Jim, guess what that means? It's a status quo.
Rocking over the world.
Status quo, Jim. Do you get that? Jim?
Hose, I like it.
Are you involved in this hose in any way? No. No. Good. Good. If I know
look at Rose, she
someone
wasn't
who actually gets craft has had her fingerprints on this.
Anyway, we talked to Jay-Z very shortly.
Yes, we need to get to the
bottom
of that.
Is some nice news out at St Kilda Way. Lenny Hayes.
I know.
Enormous.
Yes. One of my favourite ever players, Lenny Hayes.
He's coming back to be assistant coach at that club next year.
Love him.
297 games he played with the Saints.
He was one of the all-time greats, Bill.
Oh, they'd love to have him there now.
Well, every club would.
Mm, exactly. No, out in the middle playing.
No, that's what I'm saying. Every club would.
Ben McGlynn has gone back to...
The Wee Man!
He's gone back to Mildura.
Little Wee Man McGlynn.
Nice up there, Mildura, Jim. Nice fruity area.
And little Air Colbert runs the McDonald's
Mac
up there.
Is up there. He does indeed. Corey Norman, our man, who the former NRL player that played over in the England League, Jim, and stuck his finger up.
How's he, our man?
Well, he's an NRL Australian. He's over there playing
rugby
over
league.
That's it. Yeah. Guess what he got for putting his, as they said here, for the incident, he was charged the Super League's harshest grade F charge. Grade F charged him.
For what? For people who didn't hear yesterday's show, what did he do?
Allegedly trying to stick his finger up the opposition player's backside. That's how I'd
look at the stupid face. So you're just telling this same story again today, you can tell it without
face. I can
face.
Add more.
What are you adding?
He got 8 weeks for it.
8 weeks?
8 weeks, Jim.
For the Hopper Latte.
And a $850 fine. 8 weeks? Well, Hopper Latte.
$850?
Yeah, Australian too.
What?
He got a fine for $850.
That's like 500 quid.
Well, and got 8 weeks for it.
No.
Hopper Latte, he copped 12 weeks. Back in the day. That's 20 years ago.
Yes.
He got 12 weeks.
12 weeks.
So 8 weeks, $850 fine. And for those who didn't hear it yesterday, this is the incident.
I can't do this for much longer. I honestly can't.
I only got a couple of months to go, Jim.
That's going to be too long.
We go from there to Elon Musk, my mate Muskie.
There's no G on the end of it. Elon.
Elon.
Yep.
Musk.
Yep.
Tesla.
Thank you, Bill.
SpaceX, Jim.
Yep.
Got plenty of money.
I know who he is.
Well, it's rumoured he's buying a Manchester United.
Wow.
Guess how much do you reckon if you wanted to buy Man U, Jim?
Don't know.
$3.46 billion.
Wow.
$3.46 billion, Jim.
Right. What's the incentive for owning Manchester United?
Well, I think you sell it down the track for a lot more, because that's what the family who own it now, the Glazier family, they bought it for $1.36 billion back in 2005. So they're going to sell it for $3.46 billion.
They owned it during a very successful period.
No, and plus they tried to break away and play in the Super League last year, and the supporters...
The Glazier family, not the Glazier family. That's
Glazier
someone
family.
Who works with glass.
Mm. Yes.
But they've been no good in that time, have they?
No.
They were, obviously, when the great man was in charge.
Sir Alex.
And David Beckham and all of that. They were unbeatable.
Does Sir Alex still go to the games and sit in the grandstand?
Yes. He's more involved this year than ever.
So he's like a ghost that just sits there. And they've been terrible since he left.
He threw a boot that hit Bex in the head.
No.
Did.
Well, took off his shoe.
I think he grabbed a soccer boot.
He kicked one off the ground.
And hit him when he was coaching.
Sconed him.
I thought he was when he was sitting up there. No. And took his boot off and threw a chip.
He's not at that.
And Ronaldo's there and he's not happy. He's cracked the sads. He doesn't want to have anything to do with the club. So he's going to leave. That's what they tell me.
Right,
my sources.
Hump day quiz.
Yeah, is that all you want?
Well, that's all we've got time for. 7.5 minutes.
Status quo.
Status quo.
Mm.
All right. Hump day quiz next.
Yes, please.
There it is.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh.
And we talked about him yesterday.
We did. How was that come all about?
Now, Fat.
Yes, please.
Hump day quiz time.
Hump day quiz. They love it.
Yeah, well, this is what you served up last week.
Number three now. Good quiz, Jim. I can feel it.
Oh, yes.
Nearest to the pin, Jim.
Oh, no.
Still don't really get it.
No, we don't.
Yes. You don't get it. We even had Andy Lee on. He explained it to you and you still didn't get it. I
can't believe how many people are wrong on this one.
Well, it's like a whole army.
General knowledge. We've got some nice bit of audio. General knowledge, Jim, and very good prizes, Rabs.
Two tickets to Boxing Day of the Day Test to give away. Yes.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, right. Ticket to the cricket for you and your dad. Treat dad to the perfect day out this Father's Day. Search cricket tickets for more information.
That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Well done. Who are they playing? West Indies?
South Africa.
South Africa. Oh. But it'll be a very good test match.
It'll be better than playing the Windies.
No, playing the West Indies in Adelaide, I think.
Yes, and Perth. Yes.
And Perth, that's where
we'll be covering them all on Triple M Cricket.
Mm-hmm. Might have me involved.
No, I don't think.
Very
you
good
need
at
to have some
commentary.
Understanding of the game.
Comes in now, right foot, left foot, right foot.
Yeah, it's called bowling, Max.
Bowls.
All right, 133353. We need you up and about excited to be part of the Hump Day Quiz.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
It's just the gift that keeps giving.
Jay-Z Clark is not too far away.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Hey, before we get on to the quiz, the much anticipated, well done to our man Zach Tui.
What's he done?
Married.
Yes, I saw that.
Rebecca, beautiful Rebecca.
Yeah, from Bendigo.
Bendigo.
Yeah.
Great friend of the shows and great friend of Triple M. So well done to Zach Toohey. A very good man.
Playing good footy and
bloody
looking,
oath he is.
Looking for another year. You'd think the Cats would
get another year out of him, Zachary.
I don't think it was a big wedding, Jim. I think it was just he said.
What, just him and Beck?
Yeah, I think that
that's
was
it.
I think so. I didn't get invited. Jim.
Well done to him.
Yeah, well done. Here we are, the Hump Day Quiz. Oh, very good prizes. Two tickets to the Boxing Day test. Thanks to our good friends. They did give us those ribs. No one.
Righto. No one.
Search
so we just got
tickets
out of nowhere.
Well, yes, unless Onions forgot to put in there.
Well done. That is a great
prize. That's a great prize.
Here we go. We got Joshy from Launceston. Hello, Joshy.
Boys, how are we going?
Good. How do you barrack for?
St Kilda, unfortunately, Bill.
Oh, what's happened, Joshy?
Struggling, mate. Yeah, can't get them through the big sticks, unfortunately.
Oh, don't worry. You got the great Leonard Hayes back next year as part of your setup.
That was very, very good. Might have to get him to nudge rats out of the seat, actually.
Quite that far, but he's a very good man.
Where's the best surface in Tassie, you know, for a football ground, the surface? Which one?
Would have to be you, Taz, mate.
Yeah, it's all they could talk about.
What question's that?
Well, they say how good the stadium is in Hobart, but the surface is the best one in Launceston. That's what you're dealing with, Jim, these bugs over there.
Come on, you're better than that, Joshua.
Oh, he's a cabinet maker.
Right.
Yes.
Ooh, cabinet maker's busy.
And bloody deer. And deer. Wow, we're
busy. Two-pack.
Oh, two-pack.
I like it. All right, stay there, Josh.
And
beautiful, no worries.
We go to Hyatt and talk to Timmy. Hello, Timmy.
Hey. Hey, Fat. How are you? James V. Rabs.
Timmy Barracks for Melbourne.
Yeah, Melbourne man, D's man, through and through.
And you're a Halebury employee, yes?
Yeah, just working as an assistant media teacher there, Jimmy.
And which campus?
At Keezy, so I see your boys.
About to say, do you run into my two? And if you do, kick him fair in the arse.
No, he's been playing some good footy for us, so he's done all right.
Righto, very good.
And the other one's on detention.
No.
That's it. Oh, sorry, that's Max. Righto, Joshy, you are Joshy, and Timmy, you are Timmy.
Beautiful.
Righto, here we go. Nice and loud. Here we go. Might have six questions today. I feel the urge.
Right.
How many showdown medals has retiring Port Adelaide star Robbie Gray won?
Joshy. Timmy?
Well, Joshy in first.
Just a stab in the dark, boys. I'll go three.
No, Timmy. Joshy.
I reckon he's got more. I reckon five.
Yes, Timmy.
Righto, Timmy. Well done.
Five.
That is a bloody good effort.
And there's one more to come this weekend, Jim. Showdown 52.
I know.
Mm. No, you didn't.
I did.
I just told
you. I saw it promoted on Fox.
On this day, in 1998, who said this?
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Oh, Joshy.
President William Clinton.
Famous words, weren't they?
They were. Yeah. Was the president of the United States.
Oh, thank you, Bill. I'm aware of what he was.
On this day, 1998.
Really, he was, yeah.
I think the dry cleaning brought him undone, didn't it?
Did you reckon it was? That's what it was.
I think.
Not what he did, just the dry cleaning.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, Joshy likes it all too. Number three, here we go. Oh, you're both. Oh, no, Joshy's in Tassie. This will be interesting. You should answer this one, Tim. What suburb is the Sandown International Motor Raceway in?
Not far away from you, Timmy, of course.
Sandown.
Timmy, I'll go. Would it be in the Springvale?
Yes! Of course. Our man, Davey Reynolds, coming up later. And he's racing at the Sandown International Motor Raceway, but it's in
this
Springvale.
This weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
It's in Springvale, Jim.
I didn't know that.
No. Well, I did, but... Number four now. So what's the score, please?
2-1, Timmy.
Ooh, come on, Joshy.
Let's go. Fire up.
Which 70s band, known for their makeup and long tongue...
Timmy. Hang on. Oh, now, well, no. Do you want to go, Timmy? Because there's a few.
Kiss?
No, well, how else would you say it, Joshy?
How else would I say keep it stupid, simple, stupid?
No,
it's... Listening to you too much, Bill.
Put your hands together for Chris. Kiss, I should say.
Bill, who wins the... Beside your stupid joke.
We'll have another question.
Oh, so are you allocating one anywhere?
Yeah, Timmy did say Chris. No, we'll keep going. No one's picked it up yet. Yeah, no. Nearest the
2-1.
Pin.
Oh,
no. Yeah.
Nearest the pin, boys. How many days has it been since Essendon have last won a final?
Joshy.
Yes, Joshy.
Joshy.
I'll go 2,567.
Righto. Timmy?
4,328.
No, you got to get it on the right on the knocker. So, no.
Well, then it's not nearest.
No, no, no. Timmy won that one. You know how long it's been, boys?
How long?
6,556 days.
2004,
Jim.
It's 18 years.
18 years ago, Jim. 6,556 days since they've won a final.
The only thing worse than that is the Wallabies in the Bledisloe. We haven't won that since 2002.
That's 18 years, wasn't it? Or something.
So does Josh win? Who was
the
higher?
Timmy wins. Timmy wins. Unfortunately, yeah. Too good, Timmy.
It's fat quiz.
I'm
just doing as I'm told.
Josh only answered one question.
What are you doing, Joshy, down there in Launceston?
Mate, we're a little bit behind, as you know.
I was down there the other week. Oh, I had a lovely time at St. Pat's.
St. Pat's, yeah. The boys filled me in with their antics, mate. So, no, it was good.
Hey, we'll get you something. What does Josh get?
$100 grilled voucher.
Legend.
Oh, beautiful, mate. That's for you. Rabbits. Well done, mate. Enjoy Launceston. Timmy?
Timmy wins two tickets to the Boxing Day test on Boxing Day.
Happy day.
All thanks to Cricket Australia. Make sure you search Cricket Tickets for more information.
Cricket Australia.
That's it.
We just got a call, did we?
Did we? Cricket Australia?
No, we worked it out. We worked it out.
Bill, I've only ever been as a spectator to the Boxing Day test
commentating.
Once. And I went with Tim May, and we went to watch Bluey because he was opening the batting.
Yes.
And at drinks on day one, Australia batting, I reckon the score was none for 17.
None for 17.
Drinks.
After an hour.
So we went to the bar and never saw another ball bowled.
Who opened the batting?
I think Herb Elliott and Bluey, I reckon, from memory.
Matty Elliott.
And Bill, I reckon we were about 17 after an hour. So they looked at each other and went straight to the bar and never saw another ball.
That is boring. Come on, you better.
Come on, you too. What are you doing, Herb?
Come on,
with your big conk.
He could play.
No, Herb. He could play like hell, is what he could.
Tell you what.
Hey, I'll tell you what we're doing next.
The heat is on for Jay-Z.
Jay-Z Clark.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Champions League, Real Madrid. They have won their 14th time the Champions League.
Plenty going on in the AFL world. Got to get Jay-Z Clark in.
If it's happening in footy...
Jeepers, have the headlines been coming thick and fast?
This man will be all over it.
Let's get Jay-Z in and talk footy.
On Triple M's Rush Hour...
He's going to try and get back out there.
It's Jay-Z Clark.
He definitely is back out there. Jay-Z, welcome to you.
Oh, she's been a busy couple of days.
Right.
You know, I just come back from Tullamarine. I'm hanging out at Ben Rutten's shop in a supermarket just to see if I can sort of find
What's
him.
What's it like out at the hangar?
It's tense.
Yeah.
It's awkward, Bill.
Is it?
Yes. So, yeah. How much
media's out there?
Well, at the throng, a media, a full pack
is
out
there.
Yes.
All day yesterday?
Yes, and today's a bit of a day off.
Right.
So sort of a bit of a holding pattern today. But you've got to admire Ben Rutten.
I do. I think he's in what's called an invidious position.
Yes.
And by all that you see and hear, he's handled himself very well.
I'll tell you what he is looking at, Jim and Bill.
What's he looking
at? He's looking at a payout. So we're joining the dots here a little bit, right? Because I reckon Alistair Clarkson's the only man who knows what's going on inside his mind at the moment. But if Alistair Clarkson, I think Alistair Clarkson's now poised to join Essendon. I think that's the way it's looking.
Right, 2 days ago, he was home and hosed at North.
2 months ago, though, everyone was saying if the job he wants is Essendon, the place he thinks he can get uplift. This was 2 months ago. He's Essendon. But the Essendon board decided, nah, we're backing in the truck, blah, blah, blah. And then sure enough, they lose to GWS and then horrific white flag effort against Port Adelaide.
President goes before the game.
And then Dave Barham, who's got links to James Henderson, bang.
Haven't seen or heard from Dave Barham, by the way.
No. He's keeping low key, isn't he?
Have you seen or heard from him?
Nothing. He's got to bob his head up at some. So
Clarko in Adelaide today.
Seeing a friend.
Yes.
So he's messaged Ken Hinckley and said, mate, I'm not out there to steal your job.
His mate's crook.
Like yes.
Yeah, so it's a genuine visit to see a sick mate.
Yep.
So what has amused me with it all, Jay-Z, is, and I hadn't thought this through, because there's a very well-known dislike between North Melbourne and Essendon, so the North Melbourne people filthying up that if he's not coming there, he's going to go to the arch enemy.
Yes.
But what I, so that didn't surprise me.
The irony is juicy.
But also, the Hawks today... Campbell Brown, Dermot Brereton, some of the biggest Hawthorn names, saying if he goes there, yes, that is it.
Yeah.
Because they can't stand each
that's
other.
That's right. I remember Dermy was on the back page of the Herald Sun once burning an Essendon jumper. It's one of the great back page.
And the great story of Ian Robson leaving Hawthorn to go to Essendon, yes, and getting thrown out of the building. Mm,
that's right.
And Clarko completely losing his chops over it. So the layers are everywhere, which I think is actually brilliant. That's why footy's great.
A good old-fashioned frog march.
Yep.
Never hurt anyone. So Ben Rutten, so if he gets the lemon and sauce, as we think, and we think he took that when he spoke to the players yesterday, he took the mickey out of himself, which he admires, saying, well, this is potentially my last game, boys, so it's been nice to hang out with you. So he's going to train tomorrow, try and coach at the weekend if it's not Daniel Jansiroukouza stepping in for him. I think he's going to get a payout next year because he's contracted next year, Jim, and that's a $600,000 check.
Will be the full whack.
Full whack.
So that comes out of the Bombers soft cap too.
Great point, Jim. So so Essendon's got to afford, or North Melbourne, got to afford 1.1 to 1.2 for Clarko, plus potentially the following year with a bit of uplift in the salary in the soft cap, right? Plus, if it's at Essendon, the Rutten contract for next year, plus, you know, some good money for Todd Viney.
Who can step
in as the footy director. So I just think that Essendon possibly is going to have to pay some soft cap tax. This is a big club with a lot of backing. Heaps of money, like Scrooge McDuck, they swim in it at Bomberland. So I think they pay, they just go over.
So what are the plan Bs here?
Great point.
Because, of course, if Ben Rutten exits and Al Clarkson doesn't go to Essendon, they've got to find a coach. Correct. And if he does go to Essendon, North have got to find a coach.
So at North Melbourne, they set a soft deadline. What's a soft deadline? They wanted an indication from Alistair Clarkson today whether he was, what he was doing, some sort of update. Now, as of half an hour ago, they haven't received.
Okay, so the reason for that, and people are all getting wound up about, I was saying to Bill before, if you look at the two newspapers, one said there's absolutely been an ultimatum, the other one said there's absolutely no ultimatum, so where do you go? But you've got the final game this weekend, then you've got exit meetings almost immediately after that, and then players take off. And what you don't want is a Cam Zerha, for instance, who's uncontracted, not knowing who the coach is going to be next year and saying to his manager, I want to go home.
The zoo.
So you've got to actually have some clarity around Horne Francis.
Sit in front of Horne Francis, say, mate, I want you here.
And
next
the same with the Bombers. You need clarity as to what the hell's going on next year before 100%. The players all split.
So I spoke to North Melbourne to get some clarity in this today. I said, what's the story? And they said, we just want an indication. It's no hardline ultimatum, no hardline deadline. He doesn't have to choose today. We just want an update, an indication on what he's thinking. Now, North Melbourne asked him half an hour ago. They said, we still haven't got a response. So I would expect Alistair Clarkson to tell North Melbourne, I'm weighing up. I'm listening to Essendon. Yeah. You know, I've got to consider that as well.
Yep.
So if that's the case, to your point, Jim, North Melbourne have got to go consider a plan B, some contingencies.
Yep.
Now, who's on that wish list? Now, has it got to be your old mate Camperdown, Ken Hinckley?
Ken Hinckley. Hasn't he been given the go-ahead, everything's okay in Port?
He's contracted for next year, Bill.
Yes, just 1 year.
But you tell me this, is he walking a plank at Port Adelaide?
Mm-hmm. Well, could be, yes, he could be.
I feel like, and you probably read the politics between Kosh and Hinckley better than me, but I sort of feel like if he doesn't pull off something miraculous next year, like make a grand final, that Port Adelaide is looking for some change. Oh, so no what doubt. If North Melbourne say to Camperdown, Ken, here's a 5-year deal tomorrow or next week.
Wow.
Would that tempt him or not?
He'd have to look at it. As you said, he's in trouble over there. If they don't have a good year, he'd have to look at that.
Have to
talk to him.
It feels Very does feel awkward between Koshy and
it has.
Kenny a bit.
And Koshy come out, said too much, then someone said, hey, mate, no, wind it back a bit here.
And not for the first time.
No.
It's Ken Hinckley, it's Leon Cameron. It's like I find this
Leon
week at
Cameron's
Essendon.
Cameron's another one.
Absolutely fascinating because they're chips in on Clarko, and then what happens, Jim? You tell me, right?
Well,
if they chips in on Clarkson, but don't, and Clarkson goes to North Melbourne, what does Essendon do then?
I don't know. That's a very interesting question. Back in the day, we were chips in, if you like, for Nathan Buckley.
Yep.
But it was much earlier in the year.
Yes.
And it was, we want you to be the coach. This is what it would look like if you come to the club.
Yeah.
He said, no, I'm going to stay at Collingwood.
How close did that get?
I think it got very close.
You thought you had him? Did you guys?
I don't reckon that we had him, but I think he was very seriously thinking this might be where I'm headed.
Yeah.
Then he stayed at Collingwood and did a great job there. And then we ended up with Brad Scott, who was absolutely brilliant. But it was earlier than this.
Yeah.
This is right in the old vinegar stroke stage.
So you tell me, just before we go to a break, Reggie, answer this question, Jim. Is this a complete circus like you haven't seen before? Or
well,
a master stroke?
Is, yeah. I find it astounding what's happened to that place.
A circus.
It is unbelievable. But it could end up a masterstroke. Oh, and all's well that ends well. We know that, Jay-Z.
Footy's the best.
He doesn't like
this. Is Jezza Cameron playing in the first final in 2 weeks' time?
Jesus.
We'll find out next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What you are is a bull artist.
Jay Clark has stuck around.
How much do we love him? Because the finger is on the pulse.
He knows exactly what's going on, Jimmy Boy. Now, Jay-Z, the North Melbourne Review, conducted by Jeff Walsh.
Yep.
It was going to be a big review. This was going to happen. That was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one change, and that was the coach.
So far.
David Noble. What's happened? What's happened out of all of that?
Well, I mean, respectfully, I think the CEO is under pressure as well. I mean, to me, I just look. You
it's
look
gone
at
on
it,
for a while.
It has. I think Sonia Hood is leading the chase for Alistair Clarkson.
She's the only one speaking.
And has done 100% of the work.
Yep.
I just don't know. It doesn't feel like the hand is in glove with the CEO, Beto Marfio. So I think there's going to be sponsorship announcement with Mazda. I feel like Spirit of Tassie might sign up a deal. I feel like North Melbourne's financials going well off the field.
Yes, they're going well off the field.
Yeah, but I think...
No other changes other than Noble?
I think there might be a CEO under the position. Right. I think there could be a change there. But that's nothing new, Bill.
If you're making footy department changes, Bill, you're better off doing that once the season's finished. You don't want to be losing people mid-season.
But this big reveal, we haven't...
I say, Bill, if there's going to be changes made, you would make them once the season's finished, I would suggest. Tell me, Jezza Cameron.
Yes, what a massive story. Unlucky, unfortunate. Jezza being done so well with those twangers. He had three hamstrings last year. Bill, so look, the Cats are saying very minor, largely precautionary, not going to play this week. He gets the week off for the bye the following week. And then Jezza Cameron lines up alongside Hawkins and Tyson Stengel and Grian Myers in the first final.
Definitely.
It'll be 3 weeks.
I say very likely. Oh, very likely. But if it gets to the last 48 hours before the game and he's some doubts or still doesn't feel right, then I think they'll pull him. There's no – with the double chance, they're not going to take it.
That's a big risk. Normally with a hammy on and an older player, you're three and then you just give him that extra one. It's a final.
I'll test him.
If he pings it again, that's season over.
Done, it is. Yeah. That's a good point, Jim.
Zach Williams.
Yeah, so he – speaking of pinging and being done, so he hasn't played for months. He's been training recently. He's had that calf Achilles from miles back. He did that against GWS back in May. So he's training fully and the Blues will consider him for this blockbuster clash against Collingwood. We know Carlton has got a win to make finals. The Bulldogs breathing down the neck. The Bulldogs play Hawthorn down there in Tassie. Now, I think Carlton won't take the risk and he'd be more likely to play VFL and then train for another week and then potentially play in the first final if they make it. You couldn't play. You were an explosive beast yourself, Bill.
Yeah.
You
really
couldn't possibly miss 3 months.
And then come straight in.
For the biggest game.
No, you couldn't.
Did you ever watch Bill play?
Yes. I used to ping off like Chief.
You would go from first gear to third gear like that.
Well, not really. Buddy, what's going on with Buddy?
Yes, so...
He could retire, he could play at Sydney, or he could go up to Queensland. Yeah?
Speaking to our Queensland club friends, they don't see them lobbing at one of their clubs. The discussions aren't happening. This is a bit news to them.
Suns and Lions, no.
Yes, so... I think if he's the bob up in a Brisbane jumper for Dan McStay next year, a lot of water has got to flow under the bridge under the next 2 weeks. But at this stage, they're thinking that Buddy will either play at Sydney next year or he will retire. But if they win off, just say they win a flag, would that be a nice
retirement
crescendo?
Yeah. They've got a lot of water up there in Queensland.
And that's Fife.
Yes.
Back for Freo.
Against GWS. This is nice timing. Thinking more sort of forward support rather than midfield as he eases back. So this is nice timing for Fremantle. Of course, they play Manuka Oval against GWS. It'd be great to see the champ back. Mm. He's had some issues. Hasn't really got going this season. Nat Fyfe has
him. He hasn't at all.
Big money at Fremantle. So expect him to be
DeGoey.
Back. DeGoey. Didn't do a lot of training, so he's got a there's one more session on Friday. I think it's more likely that he doesn't play, and the Pies get him right with that quad hip for the first
flexor.
Final.
It's a flexor, isn't it?
Hip flexor. So Jack Chinnavan, more of a chance after being subbed out with a hamstring issue. So I think if you're Collingwood, you got Jordan Agawa, you probably just try and get him right for the first
Speaking
final.
Of Collingwood, Brody Grundy, where's he going? What's he doing?
It's Melbourne are really keen. So they're expecting Luke Jackson to go.
Yep.
And if Collingwood chip in 250 or 300 of his salary, they are really open to the Gawn and Grundy ruck combination working.
He was blown away, wasn't he, with the...
Loved it.
Yeah.
And he wants to pick his new club. He doesn't want to be shoehorned to GWS or Port Adelaide. He wants to go where he can have some success. Mm. He's got Petrarca there. He's got Oliver there. And Max Gawn, people say, well, he's not a forward. He kicked 5 in the prelim, Jim. Yeah. He tore Geelong a new one. He was clunking them from everywhere.
But he's not. That was a day out. He was unbelievable. Day out.
Oh, as soon as you mentioned Geelong.
I know. No, he's a ruckman. He's up.
Look at him. Well, that
was... no, he's not.
Kicked 5 on you. He banged 5 on you.
I know. I saw him. He was outstanding. But he's not a forward.
Jack Henry didn't lay a glove on Max Gawn that day. So
that's what we're saying. He's not a forward.
He's very... I just think he could still go back into the ruck and then... Still teach the young pup
speaking
how
Speaking of presentations that Grundy was blown away with,
yes.
Is it true that Dimmer, when he went to Essendon for the job there, his presentation, it all broke down and nothing worked?
Couldn't get it working.
So they said, mate, you're out. He goes to Richmond and wins 3 premierships.
Funny,
how's that? Because his pointer wouldn't work, Jim.
He was a premiership player at Essendon.
Mm.
But his pointer wouldn't work.
Well, I know that, but he's also got great heritage with the place.
The pointer would
luck. I'd love to hear that story. Hey, also, Isaac Rankin.
We just did.
You just heard it. Yeah.
No, the whole story. Yeah, the whole story. I just shorten it up.
Yep.
Isaac Rankin played his last game at the Suns.
Yeah, I think he's gone. It's a $4 million deal over 5 years. He goes back home. I think he's still close with some crew, his family back in Adelaide. Wow. You can't not. It's a money. It's an offer
much.
You can't refuse.
It's too many. They need a good midfielder. He's a forward.
I mean, it's too much money.
Forward. It's too much money for a small forward.
But he's got tricks. He's got tricks. They have had connection problems. So they've liked the midfield. They need to put a score on the board. And they line him up with Rochelle, with Thilthorpe, with Fogarty. They feel like it can be him. And Rankin, he has improved a lot. Hawks, Jim.
Yes.
I tell you what, it's going to be a big 12 months on the list management front for the Hawks. Because at the end of next year, they've got Wingard coming out.
Yep.
They've got O'Meara coming out. They've got Mitchell coming out, plus Gunston's weighing up interest from Brisbane this year. Luke Bruce has some interest as well. And Liam Shields is no certainty going on. The Hawks have got cap space.
Plenty of money.
And Sam Mitchell going to put a big stamp on his squad over the next 12 months, I think. I think we're about to see Hawthorn get very active in that area.
All right,
JZ.
Love chatting to you always.
Well,
thanks
done.
For coming in.
Likewise. Right speak on, next Jake. Week.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You've been following the Giro d'Italia?
Yeah, of course you feel good. You're with us. Davey Reynolds joins us shortly.
Oh, yes, please.
Big racing out at Sandown coming up. Rosie Walton comes in because some feedback that's been backed up.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to that. I've got a little story here because Bill went off the top. In the rapid, right at the top, he said Elon Musk was buying Manchester United. So that's just over an hour ago.
Spot on, Jim. And how much?
I'm not buying any sports teams, says Elon Musk.
Musky.
Yes, he's already refuted Bill's story.
He has not.
And he goes, in the same tweet exchange, he goes, next I'm buying Coca-Cola to put the cocaine back in.
Oh,
he's
no.
not right, Elon.
No, he's unhinged.
I think he's unhinged.
He is right. Mm. He's not. Why would you say that, by the way? The
whole thing was a joke, apparently, according to Elon.
He was going to buy Twitter for $44 billion. That didn't happen. So you can't believe the man.
No,
so
that's why I wouldn't have gone as strongly as you did with it off the top.
Well, I've got good sources over there.
I don't think you have.
The Glazer family, they said they had it
for some. The
Glaziers.
Yep. Oh, no.
So you're going to go to SpaceX with him when he's full of Volkswagen?
I'm not. Do you know with the Glazer family, you know what they also own?
They own a lot.
Thank you, Bill.
Jim, they own a lot.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the NFL are owned by the Glazer family.
Where are their Buccaneers?
On their Buccaneers. All right, so that's knocked that one on the head.
Righto.
We've got to the bottom of old Musky.
If you're going to listen to us, Jim, the Rush Hour, we are first with the news, and it's always correct.
Yep.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Like the time we had Angus Brayshaw on.
Oh, no.
Your nephew.
Oh, no, he didn't cover himself in glory.
Uncle James. We asked him. We had him in studio right here, Jim. We asked him, what's going on with your contract? There was big news. What's happening? No. Nothing. Not sure, Uncle James. Biggest decision of my life. Got to do my due diligence and all that. Carry on. The very next morning.
Oh, that night.
That night. But we wake up the very next morning. He signed a 6-year deal.
I know.
Didn't tell us. Jeez.
Well, that's poor, and he's copped a clip over
it, too.
Well,
so he should.
Yeah, exactly.
And then yesterday we had Matt Preston, the man with the cravat, who's, of course, doing the new show My Kitchen Rules.
Mm-hmm. He's in yesterday.
He was. You could see he took up all that seat over there. And any news? Yeah, we spoke about My Kitchen Rules. Any other news? No, nothing going on. What happened last night? He was unveiled as one of the mask singers.
So he didn't tell us.
Didn't tell us. Nothing. No Gordon tell us here.
What the hell?
What's going on, Jim?
Gordon tell us.
That's not bad.
Or Raiden tell us.
Oh, no, Gordon. But
remember Raiden tell us played for
Hawthorn? Someone stood on his head.
Yeah,
Dermot.
Dermot
stood on his head. Saw him the other day.
Raiden tell us?
I saw Raiden tell us somewhere.
Where?
Where would I see Raiden tell us?
I've got no idea.
Tell me where I saw Raiden tell us.
I don't know, but Alexia? he's more AFL related than Gordon, who was a rugby player, rugby league.
So why don't people tell us what's going on?
I don't know. They both should have.
Why don't they Gordon us what's going on?
But sucked in Angus, by the way, because Andrew then jumped in.
Yes.
Because that was just before Frio Melbourne over there in Perth.
Yeah, yeah.
So Andrew jumps in to do the interview because Angus stuffed us.
Yeah.
And he received a box that's 12 dozen
of
TP5X. Tailor-made golf balls.
Beautiful. So, and Gussie didn't get them.
None.
Sucked in, Gussie.
Well, that's what happens, Bill.
Yeah, exactly.
When you do the wrong thing by us, we don't do the right thing by you.
Well, not all the time. Sometimes we get them back. He was the gnome. Whatever that means, Jim.
Who are you talking about?
I don't know.
Matty Preston.
Oh, Matt Preston. Here he is, Jim.
It actually sounds all right. Have a listen. Meant for someone else, but not for me. Doesn't sound like Matty Preston. Anyway, so we've got to get some news out of people. Maybe we get something out of Davey Reynolds coming up soon.
Out of Rosie Walton first. Some nice feedback from the family.
Right.
Not happy with you.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And we get some things wrong.
You get things wrong.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With Aussie Supermole Rosie Walton.
In she comes. Been a couple of days
because
we've been busy.
And
been
Rose
on the road.
Went to San Remo.
I was there with you both. It was great. I really enjoyed it.
After the show,
Triple
Jim.
Triple M royalty.
When you got in the car at 1 minute past six.
No, guess I who had was an appointment, Bill.
You
I wasn't able to stay, no.
Was noted.
Yeah. I wasn't able
Guess
to
who
stay.
Was signing posters and photos?
Triple M royalty.
And Rabbit.
Well, no. I'm talking about Hose.
No, Rabbit was
No, Rabbit. They're all part of the show, family members.
I know. They loved it.
All right.
They love seeing you, Rose. Don't they?
I enjoy seeing everybody. Mm. And I look forward to Mansfield and then Kyneton. Mm. And then other one that we don't know about yet.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Earlier in the show, Bill invented a coffee that nobody wants to drink.
$850 fine. 8 weeks. Well, hop a latte.
$850.
A hop a latte.
I hope
he doesn't stir it with his finger.
It does. It's hot. A hop. Did you just make that up?
When you said it.
Was that feedback?
Mm-hmm. No, I made that up myself.
Oh,
yes.
Well, not bad.
I would have accredited somebody. So back to Monday, the family on Insta love seeing the Our Van RV caravan with both of your mushes on it.
Yep.
It was a very big side of the caravan to fit your head on it, according to some of Love Mink says, nice chompers, JB.
Yes.
And Tim Bartell says, might have to chomp Brayshaw soon with those pearls on the show. Ooh, don't know what it was about the caravan, but they were prominent.
Shiny.
Have you had them done? No, you haven't. They look green.
No, exactly. I've got I had root canal. And once you have that, and don't look at me like that.
At least you got
one.
And that's what... Once you've had that, you can't have your teeth whitened. So even if I wanted to chomp it up, I can't.
Because of what they
do. Because the other one, they match it to your colour, so you're bugging.
Okay. I've never had to have
chompity
a root
chomp
canal.
Chomp chomp.
Goodness. Recycled Kits asks, is this the new season of Breaking Bad? Because you're with the caravan.
Yes.
Haven't seen it? Doesn't make sense?
No.
Okay.
No.
Also, a shout out to Michael, who tweets us at Triple M Rush Hour. He's a Collingwood tragic who drove to San Remo from the SCG after he saw Collingwood lose. Watched the show in San Remo, then had to drive home to Melton.
No chance.
No. Michael,
yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I was about to say, he would have been sorely disappointed twice.
I think that's
the best time he had.
First disappointed at the SCG and then at San Remo.
He should have come up and said g'day.
He might have been too shy. Maybe he'll pop up.
We'll send
elsewhere.
Him a Triple M prize back.
Agent Chaos wasn't too sure.
No, he was front and centre.
Thank you for the stickers, Agent Chaos. Did you get your sticker?
I didn't get a sticker.
Okay, you'll get your sticker. Rabs has them.
Couldn't get rid of him, buddy, at the end of it.
Got this message from Ethan Ward to my own Instagram. Fair enough. Oh, g'day,
is
Rosemary.
Is that you? Yeah, man.
No, that's Ethan Meldrum.
Oh, this is Ethan Ward.
Oh, Molly out there.
G'day, Rosemary. This is Ethan from North Alabama.
Ooh, wow.
Seriously. And I've been listening to the Rush Hour since I started college and love the show. Now, I have a bit of feedback and an early brag artist since I can't call in. My feedback is Bill should join Jay-Z in the off-season for some speech classes, especially after slaughtering the headache joke on Tuesday.
Yes.
I like it, Ethan. Mm. His brag, though, is that in the past year and this upcoming school year, I've been working with the sports broadcasting team at my university for ESPN broadcasts. Love the show. All the very best. Ethan from Alabama.
Well done. Unbelievable. That is worthy.
Nice brag.
Worthy of
and
that.
And his Insta tag is Bogan from Barmer.
Barmer.
I love it. So I don't know where he's from originally, but thank you very much.
Good work.
It'll be Barmer.
Now, still, Bill and I getting tagged in photos from the ex-cricketers convention on the weekend. Darren Lehman posted some
photos.
Made
the paper
today,
I think.
Did it?
It did, yeah.
Stevie J64 was just questioning the fact how... Was John Platten a part of it if you weren't? As a
yeah, I think they must have run into the little rat. He was down there doing something else. What a great man he is, Johnny Platten.
Great man, but the feathers are gone and they're gone grey.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
But a good man. But I saw that and he wasn't in the photo. So you're
you
right.
Yeah, scroll across to the third photo. So it was just like an extra
They ran
photo.
Into the little rat down there, I think, and he is a champ.
But what we didn't get to talk about yesterday, but we need to point out today as well, in the photos with Darren Lehman and the punter photos, your mate Bluey, eyes closed both times.
Yes. I saw that. He looked like he was sheets to the wind.
What's wrong with him? Every photo, he's got his eyes closed.
He didn't look right to me.
No, I
agree with that, man.
Yeah.
Andy Lee joined us yesterday and he talked about after the Carlton loss and how some D's supporters treated him.
I had one person turn as I was leaving and he'd just been booted from one of the venues down the bottom, the Stumps Bar or something, and he saw my scarf and he grabbed my leg and I think he did it because I was Andy, but he gyrated against it and said, suck it, suck it.
But Damo Comport sent us a message and said he was nice enough, though, to have a photo of them with at Hollywood Pizza afterwards. So, Andy Lee, you're a good man.
He is a good man.
I like it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Hey, Jim, I swallowed a dictionary. It gave me the thorest throat I've ever had.
This weekend is the Penrite Oil Sandown Super Sprint, and our man Davey Reynolds will be looking to get the checkered flag.
Our next guest has nabbed six podiums in this year's Supercars Championship.
Big celebrations in the background also for David Reynolds and for Grove Racing.
But this weekend at Sandown, he and we will be hoping he gets on the top step. Please welcome Davey Reynolds.
Oh, yeah, and knows his way around Sandown, by the way.
Exactly.
Welcome to you, Davey Reynolds.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Seven.
Six podiums.
Yeah, going okay. Was up to like fourth or fifth at one point, but I slid back a bit.
Why?
Oh, many things happen there.
You're always seventh.
Am
Every
I?
Time
always.
I look,
lucky seventh.
I sit down when they're on the V8 and I look, what's his name? Viz Gamberger or whatever his name is. And they're all
That's
there.
The best.
And then I go down and seventh or eighth is D Reynolds.
Well, it depends on your car. Like if your car's very fast, you'll win the race. But if it's seventh, you're seventh.
You're in the Mustang.
Yeah, I know. But like it's all about your engine, your package and, you know, your team and everything. So there's a lot that goes into it. It's not just down to the driver.
Well, I think it is. Because aren't the motors all the same?
No, definitely not.
No.
They're all made by different teams.
But it's same horsepower.
Yes and no. So our engine we have in our car is probably about maybe 5, 6, 7 horsepower down on like the top guys, which is about a tenth a lap. So over a race of 40 laps, that's, you know, 4 to 6 seconds.
Why is that?
Yeah.
Why is that? I don't know if I knew.
Well, but I mean, like, you would have think you would be saying to your team, I need seven horsepower.
Well, the Grove group or the Groves have just bought this team, and to sort of upgrade the next package in that engine would be maybe 200 grand's worth of material and labor and all that, all the parts. But the problem is next year it's all reset. Those engines basically on the bin.
Right, okay.
And so they don't see the point in spending extra money to make that power. We're going to try and make it up through other things like better pit stops, better grip, better drivers.
Better driving, yes.
Wink, wink.
What happens at Sandown this weekend? Tell us about Friday and the additional driver.
Additional driver's practice. You've been reading. Well done. Well,
someone told me about it. What is all that about?
So that's the Penrite Sandown Super Sprint. They have an additional driver's practice. So you're allowed to bring your co-driver you have from Bathurst.
Yep.
And they do a session for half an hour and drive around and get used to the car.
All right. Is that Matty Campbell?
Matt Campbell's in my car in Lee Holdsworth's car, my teammate's Matt Payne.
Right.
A young New Zealand kid.
Oh, good. So it's for the youngsters coming through to have a drive.
To be honest, I don't really know why they do it. Well, it's good to give all your co-drivers like laps and stuff, but you know, the laps would be better at Bathurst
probably.
Yeah, because we're racing at Bathurst, we're not racing at Sandown.
So your teammate's Lee Holdsworth. He's been going around for years.
Yeah, so this weekend it's his 500th race.
Wow.
And there's only 11 blokes that have achieved that 500 club.
Wow,
it's crazy, isn't it? So I think he started back in 2004, I think. Mm. So he's been going almost 20 years.
And speaking of Shane Van Gisbergen,
you
famously once said he's dead to me.
Yes, you didn't like him.
After he spun you off, at, I think, Phillip Island.
Yes.
Are you getting on better now?
Yeah, we've got a love-hate relationship. Right. No, he's okay. Like, you know, he's just a competitor out there and he's bloody good at his job and drives one of the best cars. So, you know, always wins.
Right. And you had a theory about kart racing, didn't you?
I do have a theory about
what is it?
Motor racing drivers. The dumber you are, the faster you go.
Having said that, you should be first.
You reckon?
You should be number one.
I've got it. Well,
if you're feeling about that, David.
Yeah, well, like in COVID when we shut down, I read a lot of books and drove the car much slower when I got back.
I reckon that goes for a lot of sports, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, a lot of cricketers I played with were seriously dumb people. Yeah. And therefore, the pressure never got to them.
And fast bowlers didn't
care. Oh, no, well, they were the absolute dumbest.
No, they really?
But even open batsmen, they walk out. They don't care how.
The pressure never got to them because they were that bloody stupid.
Yeah.
That you either have to be elite smart or properly dumb.
Yeah.
A lot of they say that about golfers.
A lot of footballers.
The real dumb ones, footballers.
Footballers. Just they're not launching any rockets. Some of those
guys. You're right.
I'm onto something. I had race car drivers
in a different bucket.
Really? No,
I thought you all had to have, you know, science in your background
That's all the engineers and mechanics. Right. They all do that stuff. We deal with the fear and the fear factor.
Tell us about Oscar Piastri. Do you know anything about him? Should we be getting excited about him as a
Oscar
F1 driver?
Amazing talent. Very, very good at his job. He's the only bloke to ever win like Formula 2 and Formula 3 and Formula 2 in consecutive years. And, you know, he's going to stump up and do a good job in Formula 1. So he's very, very good.
How's he got that good this quick? Because he's only his early 20s, isn't he?
Yeah, I don't really know. Like, I don't know a lot about him. But he's in, you know, I don't know what's going on with the contractual side. There's a bit
McLaren.
Of a drama. McLaren.
You heard it first here. He's driving with.
Yeah, I know.
If you listen to the rush hour.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but I don't know what transpired and whatnot. But,
what about the V8? Did he ever drive?
No, he's never driven a supercar. He only generally when you're a young kid and you go race go-karts and you do Formula racing, that sort of leads
open
you
open wheel.
Open wheel racing, exactly. That sort of leads you into Formula One sort of path. But it's very expensive.
Yeah.
So to go to Formula 2 and Formula 3, they're millions and millions of dollars a year you got to tip in. So, you know, you got to come from a wealthy background, unfortunately, or have very good backers.
Yes, right, okay. Good backers. Do they get a few good crowd out at Sandown this weekend?
Depends on the weather.
It's going to probably rain.
Yeah.
Oh, is it, Bill?
You think so?
Well, that's all it does.
Put a dampener on.
That's all it does, yeah.
It's all it does.
It's winter.
It is winter, but it normally rains at Sandown.
Yes.
But it's always more fun when it's wet, isn't it?
Righto. You put on your slicks.
No, you take off your slicks.
Take off your slicks.
Yeah, take them off. We went past it the other day, rabbits. Yeah. Didn't we? On the way down to... Yeah,
there's not a lot of rain forecast this weekend.
On the way down to San Remo, we went past the Sandown race course.
I heard that. Was a good, that was a good show, boys. Well done.
It was. No, we enjoyed it.
Sandown's actually at its end of its life because they're going to... I think it's being rezoned for housing.
Really?
So in a few, years, yeah, it's going to be shut down.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Where do we go then? Just Melbourne and...
Calder. No, not really.
Philip Holden.
We need a break with Davey. We'll get to the bottom of that. And Bill's got a line of questioning.
Yes, please.
He wants to run by David Reynolds next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Brad.
Jim, what are you doing?
I've got a shape in my mouth.
Barbecue shapes.
Barbecue shapes.
David Reynolds joins us ahead of the Penrite Oil Sandown Super Sprint this weekend. Grab your tickets through Ticket Tech.
Yeah, three races, one Saturday, two on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, we were in the planning session prior to this interview, Davey, and Bill said, I've got some questions for Dave Reynolds.
Bill actually plans?
Which always worries me because he's planned a line of questioning that I questioned.
Well, don't question the questions.
I'm questioning it.
No. How old are you, David?
37.
Right. When do drivers reach their peak? When are they at their best?
When are they?
This is V8.
Yeah, well, I don't really know. It's sort of it's an open end question because you could be at your peak at 45, like Jim Richards.
Yes,
I think he qualified front row in supercar back in 2004 or 2005 when he was 58.
Was that when he called him a pack of assholes?
No, that was 92, I think.
He did
what?
Not at his peak. Jim Richards.
Well, it's I don't know. It's a funny question.
He got
funny.
Booed by the crowd after he'd won. Was it Bathurst?
Yes,
and
due to red flag, count back,
and stood up and said, "You're all a pack of assholes."
One of my favourite all-time parts of motor racing. I love it.
So he took it well.
I suppose it depends on your experience and your maturity and your knowledge. I suppose so, but you can actually drive as long as you want to.
Righto.
As long as you're motivated to.
You get the problem is higher than seventh.
Thanks, Phil.
Yeah.
But the older you get, like, you know, there's things that come into play, kids, family, other things. You might lose interest in racing.
Potholes.
Yeah, potholes.
So what age do they normally drive? Retire.
It's question. It's kind of the same question, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's already been answered
so
now,
what
I think,
do
twice.
You do, all right, what do you do when you retire?
Well,
you thought about that?
Many times. That's the problem, Bill. We are, as drivers, we are the most unqualified in the team. We have no qualifications.
Yes, yeah.
What's
Uber? Taxi driver.
Oh, you reckon he's going to drive an Uber?
How quick would he be, Jim? I would ring up for the chicken and it'd be at my door in a minute. You could. That's an opening.
Yeah, you possibly could, but I don't think that's appropriate, no.
What would you do? Because you're not that highly skilled and intelligent.
No, definitely not.
Yes.
Well, WinCup, he just retired last year and he's running the team.
Oh, there you go.
He sort of bought into 888 Racing.
Media?
Don't know if that would suit me. I'll probably get in trouble all the time like yourself.
Of course you would. Yes.
So, yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know. It's,
go back
it's
to Albury?
Hard. Probably not.
Wodonga.
Wodonga.
And Aubrey.
Have a listen to this.
Wodonga and Aubrey.
Who said that?
That's one of your mates. Trying to get across the bridge to get his doll from Wodonga to Aubrey.
Aubrey. Don't know, the world's massive, isn't it? You can do whatever you want.
What about family? We've obviously got
He's got one
Rau.
Ryu.
Ryu.
Rau.
Rau.
He got a new racing car bed.
Oh, I saw that.
They're
good,
they're awesome.
You like that?
Yeah, that's really cool.
Well done.
I don't have a house to put it in yet, though, but I'm working on that.
So what's the pitch? He just jumped it in out of the shop, did he?
It was at a studio.
What's going on?
Jumped it in out of the shop.
In the shop, he liked to jump in
now,
the bed.
Now, what's coming up's exciting. We were just talking about Adelaide off air,
yep.
And that's brilliant that you're back there. And what about the concert there as well, by the way? The Killers, Jimmy Barnes. Going to be superb. But what's Auckland like? You're going there next month?
Yeah, so Auckland in New Zealand, we race a track called Pukekohe, which is like an unbelievable track. It's one of the coolest racetracks in the world. It's got heaps of history. But that is also closing down as well.
Oh, what?
So,
what's going on?
I think this could be the last year. It might be next year, might be the last year.
Really?
But yeah, it's at its end of its life, which sucks because New Zealanders love that place.
Yeah.
As Australians going there, we love racing there. And you get a huge crowd.
Good drivers.
Awesome noisy. Track. Rough, scary, fast, big crashes, everything.
But we're warming up, Jim, for...
Well, Bathurst, we know, is coming, and our man dominates there.
He wins there.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Good track record there. And then the Gold Coast, is that like a street
That
circuit?
Yeah, yep. The old Indy tracks.
Do you like that?
About, yeah, it's awesome. Unbelievable event. Hot, humid, tough, big curbs, big crashes.
Yep.
when you don't have a small crash there, you have a big crash.
Yeah, right.
And the problem is, you think the when you're driving and something goes wrong, you think the walls are made of styrofoam until you hit one.
Oh,
and they're concrete. They're not? Well, they're concrete.
And then you're into Adelaide for the 500. Yeah, now, Bill.
That's back.
There's more, well, maybe Bogans? Not more, better Bogans in Adelaide than anywhere, I reckon, close to
there
in
are
Australia.
Some over there,
and they love V8 supercar racing, don't they?
Yes, they do. Very much so. Adelaide is back on the calendar. It's been missing for a couple of years. But I think the change of government got it in.
Did it really?
Yeah. I think that's why everyone voted that other government in, apparently.
The same,
that's what I've been told.
Same circuit?
Yeah, same circuit, same everything. Yeah, awesome race. Two massive long races, 250Ks. It's like 2.5 hours of driving flat out. It's treacherous for us.
You should drive from here to Adelaide, see how long it takes.
Yeah, how long would it take? It's about 7 hours.
No, you do it in 4 or 5.
You want to have regular fuel stops. Tell me this. As a driver of a fast car, if you could have any car as a daily drive in the world.
In the world right now.
Because we've got car heads listening to us everywhere.
Yeah.
The family's massive. They all love their chariots.
Yep.
What is Dave Reynolds' supercar driver picking as a car that he can have to drive every day?
Well, there's probably three cars. I'd choose a Ford Mustang.
Yes. Well, we don't have to go down the political path.
Good choice.
Ford
right.
Mustang. If I had endless money, I'd probably choose a 911 GT2 or GD Turbo.
I like them.
And then maybe I love RX-7s.
So like old school.
Yeah, an old school.
Really?
I've got a Series 1 at home. It's my first car.
I don't think so.
So like a Series 8 RX-7, that's a bit of me.
Wow, that's amazing.
So you got some American, Japanese, and German.
Yep. Interesting combination in the garage.
I am the Swiss.
The VT50 ute, that goes all right.
As we let you go, one of our directors at North Melbourne when I was there, a guy called Jeff Lewis, very wealthy man, he owned a 911 Turbo.
Did he?
And he let me have it. A weekend awesome. In Perth once. It does 0 to 102.6 seconds.
Unbelievable.
I've
car,
never sat in anything like it.
Feels like you've been punched in the face.
100%. It's actually scary.
But that's
your
dangerous.
Your heart starts racing really fast, and then you just stop and stare at the steering wheel and go, I don't know whether I want to do that again.
Where'd you drive it?
Not equipped down south, down to Margaret River. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, they're very good cars.
They're about $500,000.
Yeah, something probably a bit more these days.
Are they?
Inflation and
I can get them
supply cheap. Chain issues.
Hey, can you, Bill?
Yeah.
Hey, great catching up
V8
with you.
Drivers, what age do you drive to?
No,
what age? Oh, whatever you want. So 40, 45, I reckon that's a good age.
Ticketek, get down to Sandown this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. The big racing's happening. Dave Reynolds, great catching
Thanks,
up with you.
Thanks, boys.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Tommy Rockcliffe in tomorrow, The Rock.
Oh, The Rock.
Stephen Kernahan in tomorrow, The Legend.
Yeah, absolute superstar. Yeah. We all love Sticks and Rabs.
Rab, don't even think about it,
you
Rab.
Play that
He's
song.
He's in here live tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
If you try and reach into that button, he'll reach across and grab you by the throat.
No, I won't because I have a six-pack of crannies and I'll
jettison you out onto bloody Moray Street. That's what he'll do. Don't even think about it. Grab it. Turn him off.
Out his blue bag is Jim.
Man. Big game Sunday.
And then
tickets not. I spoke to a bloke today.
Sold out.
Cannot get them.
So that mean 100,000?
No, but it'll certainly mean 90 plus.
Why? Because if you sold out the MCG, it's 100,000.
The members obviously cause you a few dilemmas on
That's
that front.
Huge.
There'll be 90.
And they don't like each other.
No.
If it's close,
So this bloke, this sums it up, right? This bloke's a Collingwood Nuffy like Rabs.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if you give me the choice of us getting to the grand final,
yes,
or us, the last kick of the game, keeping Carlton out of the finals, he said, I don't know which one I want. I said, are you serious? One's a spot in the granny. He goes, I know, mate, but I hate Carlton that much. Mate. If we kick the last goal and keep them from playing finals, I'll be the happiest man on the planet.
It's going to be huge.
They're rabid.
They are.
These two teams are rabid when it comes to playing each other.
Been going for 100 years, Jim.
Has.
100 years,
I love
which is great. History.
It is. It's brilliant.
Never repeats. I tell myself before I go to sleep.
Yeah.
Well, joke.
I reckon a joke, Jim.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke. Two from two, old Anthony Wynn.
Yesterday was embarrassing for you and you.
Walked out, old Sookie Lala. Right.
That's garbage yesterday.
Jim, you just got to relax.
No, come on. Get something generous. Throw it at me.
I asked my date to meet me at the gym. Jim? She never showed up. That's when I knew we were never going to work out. We're never going
to
work
See,
out.
People Jim. Say to me, why don't you laugh at Bill's jokes? There's the reason. That is reprehensibly bad.
I went to the gym to see her at the gym.
That's the
gym.
Only funny bit is the gym. The joke is just...
She didn't turn up, Jim.
Yeah. No, I know that.
We're
yeah.
never going to work out. No chance. Jim. Come on, Jim. A little smile. I've got another one for you, Jim.
That's 0-3, and three times this song's been played, which means you have got...
He can't say that.
That means. The two of you not only... Good luck peeping that out, Matty.
Jim. I'm the king of the divan. Jim.
No, Jim.